Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. The recent Pride Parade in Seattle, Washington. They kicked it off with the Boy Scouts and then the Girl Scouts. And of course, they had their Pride Parade, which is their right. Please don't get me wrong. But then, inexplicably, they laid out a group of men and women who were against body shaming. They in fact had a sign protesting body shaming. And these men and women were, I kid you not, completely and utterly nude. They were butt naked. Nothing was covered. And they rode around on bicycles to the cheers of hundreds and hundreds of people watching the parade, many of them liberals who brought their children. Children as young as 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. And some of these men and women literally began to expose themselves to young kids. And when some of the adults at the parade ran up to local Seattle police officers to complain, saying this is public indecency, this is public obscenity, this is exposing yourself to children, the cops said, our hands are tied. The Seattle City Council wants us to do nothing. My friends, we are no longer talking about gay pride, lesbian pride, or any kind of pride. What you're talking about now is sheer and utter perversion. And yes, it is grooming children, sexualizing children. It is a form of child abuse. What two consenting adults do in the privacy of their bedroom is their business. But if you're going to be in downtown Seattle in front of young children, I'm sorry, put some clothes on. You don't have the right to walk around naked or nude, and you certainly don't have the right to completely expose yourself to young children. And enough is enough. What we are now watching is a war on children, a war on decency, a war on the family, a war on everything that is good and wholesome in the United States. They are now trying not just to ram their LGBTQ plus agenda down our throats. They are now pushing for ultimately pedophilia, to sexualize our children, to normalize and mainstream sex with kids. This is the road to Golgotha. It is demonic, it is diabolical, it is utterly perverse, and yes, satanic. And it's time that we, as a society, said, here and no further. Because once you start to normalize sexualization of children, there is no going back. It is the ultimate taboo. It is one of the most despicable, heinous things you can do in any society. My friends, is this what the gay rights movement has ultimately come to? Is this what gay pride is supposed to be? I thought it was about recognizing who you are with your partner who's an adult, not about exposing yourself and violating the innocence of young children. We are now dangerously close to normalizing and decriminalizing pedophilia. And it's time for middle America and the moral majority of this country to say, hands off our kids. And if they can't hold a proper gay pride parade, then shut the whole thing down and let them know. You walk around naked, you expose yourself and flash your private parts to young kids, we're going to arrest your ass. And we're going to throw you behind bars and toss away the key. Leave the kids alone. I'm warning you. Hands off the kids.